This is a lecture and demonstration by L. Ron Hubbard given on the 27th of October, 1953. Its title is Assessment Memories Ridges Demo Acceptance Level Processing. This tape is 61 minutes long. Reproduced by Golden Era Productions. Please note, this tape ends abruptly, as did the original master recording.
Okay, and this is the afternoon lecture of October the 27th. This afternoon we're going to take up something on the order of acceptance level processing. I said I would take some of this up earlier. And actually, one way or another, have been taking it up, because it all comes down to have and not have when you finish up with the integration. If you have anchor points, you have space. But you aren't likely to have much space unless you have some anchor points. But it is a scarcity of space, but it still comes into a havingness as far as space is concerned. You get this entire problem interwound within itself, actually the instantaneous fact, if you can imagine, an instantaneous fact. The instantaneous fact is space, anchor points, nothingness, and somethingness combined. And that instantaneous fact added to it the ingredient called theta, and you've got life in its performance. The ingredient called theta is seldom visible to the common public. The main reason it's not visible to the common public is they don't look. Now, it may or may not be true that theta is nothing and mest is something. This was the theory which brought us into the techniques which we are now using. A theory is as good as it will take you, and the theta mess theory is still taking us places. That theory is simply that theta is a static in terms of this universe, which means that it has no wavelength, no dimension, and so forth. Oddly enough, after I defined this, I suddenly recalled the definitions for zero. And what do you know? Mathematics had never defined zero, and we had mathematicians dealing with a wild variable continually. Was it a past, present, or future zero? Was it a zero of geographical location? Was it a zero of something? So if we had a zero of something, we were postulating continually a mathematical absolute, and it was just about as usable as it has turned out to be true. In other words, the mathematical zero is not true. Therefore, you can expect theta as a theoretical zero to suddenly develop at any time a somethingness. And the more you start unveiling a case, and the more you start picking up the lines and getting him back to look where he all of a sudden says quite happily, well, there's nothing there. It's close to the end of a session, you just leave it at that. But if there's really nothing there, you keep mocking up nothing there and fooling with this thing, going around, walking around and looking at it and forgetting about it and coming back to it again and so forth. Because any time anybody traced a communication line which wound up in nothing, he has hit something which hasn't enough body for him to perceive at the moment you're processing it. You've simply exceeded his ability to shift wavelength, and that is all. And when you have exceeded his ability to shift wavelength, you have simply and plainly and flatly come up against a no, I won't look. That's about all there is to processing, is find the nothingnesses and get something there. Take the somethingnesses and get nothing there, and everything reduces back, and the next thing you know, I have things pretty well straightened out. So you have an instantaneous fact in operation all through cases. And cases are prone to shift and change on you from session to session. A great many sessions of very short duration is superior to a few sessions of very long duration. A PC has a tendency after a half an hour, an hour, to fog up a little bit, one way or the other, in the hands of most auditors. It's qualified. If the auditor is on the ball, the PC never gets a chance to. The auditor conceives that there are nothingnesses around, which ought to have somethingnesses in them, and immediately begins to build back the missing items in the case. So we're up against the problem of restoration of havingness, aren't we? You might think that processing consists mainly of reducing everything to nothing. A five is doing that. But this is not true. Actually, processing consists of restoring havingness. We run somebody up to the other end. We say, take a look at your body now. Do you see communication line? All right, where does it go? I'll just run up on the line and see where it is. What do you got there? Well, that's very interesting. That's fine. Duplicate it, duplicate it, duplicate it, duplicate it, blow it up. All right. Now duplicate it a couple more times, blow it up. Yank the line, throw it away. Okay. Got another line? All right, trace that up. Follow, 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 follow. Well, what do you know? There's nothing here. You get handling of lines? Nothing there. All right, put nothing there. Put nothing there. There's a lot of ways to handle this, by the way. There's tons of ways. The more surprising ways you think of to handle it, the faster your freak will work, too. Because he gets, quote, onto your tricks after a while, unquote, and realizes that you are, quote, forcing him to look, unquote. And he'll play along with you, and you may be processing somebody for several minutes before you suddenly realize that he's doing a royal dodge on you. He just isn't looking. And he's bouncing all around and skittering all around something and trying to find something that is sufficiently consequential to attract the auditor's attention. Sufficiently consequential to attract the auditor's attention. And not sufficiently consequential to suddenly blow him into the middle of next week. See, it becomes a contest then of the auditor persuading the preclear to look and the preclear's contest persuading the auditor not to let him look. And this downscale is why cases have a rough time of it sometimes. The restoration of havingness. Therefore, acceptance level processing should be something that you understand very, very well. A lot of your people out in the field now, they've heard of acceptance level processing. They're going to get pretty soon three PABs. I think PAB 13, 14, and 15 are acceptance level processing. PAB 12 is explosions. Doesn't give them all the dope on explosions, but make them happy for a while. Gives them all anybody you care to handle at the moment. But 13, 14, and 15 are devoted to the character and so forth of man and acceptance level processing. Now, you understand that acceptance level processing is a tool to develop understanding, primarily, and secondarily, a tool for auditing. You get that? That's SOP 8L. Acceptance level processing shifts in and expanded gita goes out. SOP 8L, what is the acceptance level of the PC? We determine this by the fact that he has vacuum sitting all around that will soak up one kind of item. There's a hunger. What you can say about the PC is that he's hungry. What you can say about any PC is that he's hungry. But you as an auditor have to find out for what. He's hungry for the damnedest things. People come in, they look gaunt, they look starved like that fellow you processed yesterday. Real gaunt. Now, if you'd suddenly started to, that's why I say secondarily processing, you understand? Because if you'd started to satiate his hungers, meow, you'd have just been at it and at it and at it. Furthermore, you would have jarred his bank up to such an extent that he wouldn't have exteriorized easily. See? But if he hadn't exteriorized, right when he did, after you did what you did, a few explosions, exteriorized him, and you went on and worked him, he's got a lot better. That's the right way to go about it. But if he hadn't exteriorized, and he hadn't exteriorized, and he hadn't exteriorized, he's hungry for something. He's so hungry for something that he just can't let go of what he's got. It's so scarce, it's so rare, it's so unhavable. In other words, something has escaped his ability to have. And the second it's escaped his ability to have, he's hold on to any shadow of it. And a mock-up on an inverted dynamic is a shadow of something he can't have. And a missing mock-up is something that just doesn't exist. It's so rare. See? So when we find the blank and the nothingness, when we're tracing lines, we have nothing. It's something that's so scarce that he can't have it. Whatever computation went with it, who cares? It's some form, some aesthetic, some something, which is a nothing as far as the preclear is concerned. All right. What does this have to do with a case who is interiorized? It's a case of heaviness. You've asked this PC to take a look at his body. Does he take a look at his body? He can't see his body. I just tie this up with running up the end of a communication line and finding no terminal. And then you work with a terminal, and you work with a terminal, and you work with a terminal. All of a sudden it develops a terminal. Isn't this strange? How do you do this? You put up nothing, 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 nothing. Now blow up some nothings. If you really want to work hard at this, it gets very silly. You say, blow up some nothings. Okay, he blows up some nothings happily because he knows nothing can't blow up. And then you get nothing, 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 nothing. Duplicate, 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 duplicate. Now blow those up. All right. Duplicate, 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 duplicate. Nothing, 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 nothing. Now blow that up. Wait a minute. There's the most curious thing here. Suddenly strikes him. Now he's going to be curious about it. He'll fight and fend around and talk about it and argue. And so on. Will you just keep him at work on duplicating whatever he's got there and blowing it up until eventually he realizes he's destroying something. At the same time he's creating it, you ask him to duplicate it so he can create it. Well, blow up the duplicate. Well, he can destroy it. If he can create and destroy it, it can't be senior to him. It can't be dangerous to him. So therefore, well, let's take a look at the damn thing. See, we just go on a gradient scale. This way. What's this got to do with a fellow who's in his body and can't get out? Here's a question of havingness. What's this got to do with acceptance level processing? A great deal. As you were to sit down and just shoot acceptance level processing in a pre-clear, just hour after hour after hour, you're practically shattering. You're practically finicking. It's lots of fun, but he would get so bogged that you probably have a hard time bailing him out because he starts to go to pieces physically. If he's nailed down in the body, you start running acceptance level processing. But sometimes, on one of these cases, you start running acceptance level processing, and he will have a scarcity of something that is so apparent, right there, that it'll blow. You can see how this is. He's nothing on the other end of the communication line. There's him to the body, see? There he is. There the body is. With a collapsed terminal between. Now the body, essentially, is a something with a nothing on the other end of a collapsed terminal. A thing. And basically, he can't look at himself. That's where the nothing is. All right, let's just try this. This is a little stunt. All right, John, put nothing behind your head. Nothing there again. Well, let's duplicate it. Let's duplicate it again. Let's duplicate it again. Duplicate it again.
Duplicate. What do you
want
to do with the duplicate?
All right, just get a lot of duplicates, sir. Duplicates of nothing back at your hand. Now blow them all up. What do you get?
What are you saying?
What is it?
Nothing.
Okay. Now, is that real good? Have you nothing there or bad? All right, let's put nothing back of your head again. Now, let's duplicate it. Duplicate it again, 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 again. Can you duplicate it easily?
That takes a little longer than that.
Oh, it's
long
is it slowing down?
No, it takes long enough to think.
Oh, you have to have time to think. That's right.
Evidently.
Okay. Get some duplicates there of nothing. Blow them all up.
Mm-hmm.
What happens as you do this?
Oh, good little shit.
All right, let's put nothing back in your hand. Nothing. 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 Now blow that up.
Mm-hmm.
Now what do you got?
Nothing.
Nothing. Good. Let's take that nothing and duplicate it. Duplicate it. Duplicate it. Duplicate it. Now what do you got?
A lot of duplicates in us.
Blow them up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's put, what do you got there now?
Nothing.
All right, it's duplicated.
Mm-hmm.
Duplicated.
I'm keeping right on duplicating.
All right, smash all those duplicates together with a terrific bang. Mm-hmm. What happened?
I feel like I've come up with something on my
face. Well, let's put nothing there again. Mm-hmm. And again. Now duplicate those two nothings.
Mm-hmm.
More duplicates.
Mm-hmm.
More duplicates.
Mm-hmm.
More duplicates. More duplicates. Now smash all those together violently.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what do you get with that?
Nothing.
Nothing again. Good. Let's put some nothing back in your head. Got it?
Yeah, lots of them.
A lot of them. Smash them together again. Now, what do you got?
I haven't quite gotten smashed yet.
Well, it's easy to smash, but all nothing.
I know.
Duplicate what you haven't got smashed, Mel.
Mm-hmm.
Duplicate again.
Mm-hmm.
And again.
Mm-hmm.
And again.
Mm-hmm.
And again. And again. Now, slap all those together real hard.
Mm-hmm.
Got that?
Yep.
Could they go together more easily that time? Good. Now let's mark up nothing right where you are.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing again.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing again. Just in the space coincident with your thinkingness.
Oh, not duplicate.
All right. Space coincident with your thinkingness.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Duplicate what you've got there.
Mm-hmm.
Duplicate it again.
Mm-hmm.
Duplicate it again.
Mm-hmm.
Again. Smash all those in. What happens?
Oh, it just seems like a little tiny black point.
Oh. Curious. Let's duplicate it. Let's duplicate it again.
Yeah.
Let's duplicate it. Duplicate it.
This is going for about 2 hours
and
I have to fill
a
cubic centimeter.
I see. It's a little tiny, huh? All right. Say you've gone for 2 hours now and have a cubic centimeter up.
Mm-hmm.
Got it?
Yeah.
All right, come down on it real hard from all sides and smash it in on itself.
Doesn't smash.
Doesn't smash. We'll make a duplicate of what didn't smash.
Mm-hmm.
And a duplicate of that.
Yeah.
And a duplicate of that.
Mm-hmm.
Duplicate of that.
Mm-hmm.
Take the last duplicate and smash it.
Mm-hmm.
Smash easily?
Mm-hmm.
All right, smash all the other duplicates in the original together. What happens?
Well, it seemed like a peace pipe.
Peace pipe, huh?
Before I smashed it.
Hmm?
Yeah.
Just before you smashed it. What do you got left after the smash?
Nothing.
You got that nothing?
Right.
Well, good. Let's just mark that nothing up as a duplicate.
Mm-hmm.
Another duplicate.
Mm-hmm.
And another duplicate of that.
Mm-hmm.
And a duplicate of that.
Yeah.
And a duplicate of that. A duplicate of that. Now knock all those duplicates together suddenly.
Yep.
Okay, what you got when you did that?
Intersection. Line intersection.
Have you got a line intersection there now?
Mm-hmm.
Good. Let's duplicate the line. Duplicate it again. And again. 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 Now take the two ends of this line and join them both together. The original line.
Which one's that?
Oh, you can't tell them apart now. Good. Just take all those lines and join all our ends together.
Okay.
Got that real good? Got a sort of a big loop or circle or something?
Well, I got a lot of loops.
You got a lot of them, huh? Come down on them with a big smash.
Mm-hmm.
What happened?
Like a piece of string with a knot
in it. Made it real small. Duplicate that. And again.
Mm-hmm.
Again.
Mm-hmm.
Again. Again.
Mm-hmm.
Again. Now roll all those duplicates together and then arrange them as a cube of space.
Mm-hmm.
Got that cube of space? Now put yourself in the middle of it.
I guess.
Got it?
I guess.
All right, yank all those down on you suddenly.
Mm-hmm.
Do you like that? What do you have left as
nothing.
You do that? Hmm?
Nothing.
They all disappeared again.
space, I've kind of disappeared him. You see what I mean? I just took the space out of him.
Oh, I see. Why don't you get them back again and put them around as 8 anchor points?
Oh.
How did you have this cube of space, by the way?
This little cube of space. Well, yeah. It means
you're not there. Little cube of space?
Yeah.
Which direction is it from you right now?
Well, I tried to have it where I was.
Okay, let's put these 8 anchor points, these 8 cubes. Get 8 cubes, just exactly like you made before. And put those around you. Got those? Yank those in on yourself suddenly.
Mm-hmm.
Come in easily?
Mm-hmm.
No resistance to the problem.
Well,
Good. Good. What do you got left?
I got the string waiting up here.
All right, duplicate the string.
Yeah.
Duplicate it again?
Yeah.
And again?
Yeah.
And again?
Yeah.
And again?
Mm-hmm.
And again? Give it a yank so it gets longer.
Okay.
Did it get longer?
Yeah.
You didn't believe it then.
Well, I believe it as well as I believe in the rest of the stuff.
Yeah? Oh, you mean this stuff's giving you a little trouble, huh?
Well, I don't see any of it.
You don't see any
idea.
Of it? Oh, you get an idea. Duplicate that idea of it.
Yeah.
Duplicate it again.
Mm-hmm.
Duplicate it again.
Duplicate
it again.
Mm-hmm.
Duplicate it again.
Yep.
All right, now smash all these duplicates together.
Mm-hmm.
What happened?
Oh, got a little mass, seems like.
You got a little mass there? Well, duplicate it.
Mm-hmm.
And again.
Mm-hmm.
Again.
Mm-hmm.
Again. Now we'll get you playing Ring Around the Rosie around it. Can you do that? Doesn't seem to interest you. You got it real good there?
Yeah, I got it stacked like a stack of soda crackers.
You have, huh?
Yeah.
All right, now grab it suddenly and keep it from exploding. What happened?
Well, I got an idea of hanging on for dear life. It wasn't about to explode. I don't see why I was hanging on.
Now, what do you got there? The string developed any?
Well, it's not a string anymore.
What is it?
Well, let's see. First it was some ideas, and I smashed those down. Got like a little wafer, and I made a bunch of duplicates, like a stack of crackers.
Now what?
The same.
Just a stack of duplicates?
That's right.
Well, grab it quick again and keep it from exploding.
Mm-hmm.
Make a quick lunge at it again.
Mm-hmm.
Another quick lunge at it. Another one.
It's only about this thick now.
Make another lunge at it.
Mm-hmm.
Is it disappearing?
Huh? Just about gone.
Just about gone. That's too bad. We'll
yeah.
blow it up.
Okay.
Did it blow up nicely?
Gone.
Gone. Okay. This gives you... No. Does this give you any idea? There might be a communication line around there anyplace?
No. No,
it didn't.
Me.
Okay. All I was trying to do was develop a line.
What it does?
That's what I was doing. Trying to develop a line so we could find nothing at the end of it. What was it doing?
Well, what it does do is it kind of get an idea of more substance to these things than there is to my mock-ups.
Oh. That's real interesting. Good.
There's not much substance.
Don't nobody's hanging with any substance.
There's more.
All right. This one carried on and on and on and on and on and on, while longer than I'm willing to carry it on. Well, at this time, will eventually develop, let the freak clear, peace communication line. It starts developing and stops developing and so forth. You eventually get an expanded line. So he'll be at the other end of it, the first thing that he associates with him. But he won't associate himself with it. He'll be no responsibility. And this is the case of all lines and so forth. When we're searching for a total responsibility, we're searching at the end of every line an identification with the terminal. Now, you see that the analogy between nothing at the end of the communication line and a person not getting out of his body. You see an analogy there? Well, do you see an analogy with no communication lines of any kind and a possible development of the communication line? Same gradient scale. Nothing, and then a nothingness of communication lines, and then the semblances and so forth of communication lines, and then gradually, little by little, more and more of the pre-clear.
You get wisps. The first time that I imploded just to nothing behind my head, it just seemed like wisps of smoke.
Okay. This is just no effort, really, to get somebody to look, but this is giving him as much at a time as he will look at. That's all. So you just might as well just settle down for a long haul on that kind of processing. Perfectly good processing, by the way. And if a case doesn't exteriorize, sometimes you run that processing for a very short time, and the guy will suddenly exteriorize. That's all there is to that. Now, let's add this up about acceptance level and havingness. Now, we know that anything a person has been thoroughly denied becomes scarce with him or non-existent. Well, that's somebody else putting up a screen for him to protect him from something. And the screen will have in it something on the order of no soda crackers. You mentioned soda crackers, all right. He could obviously have no soda crackers, and then he could have a soda cracker. So we're just busting through screens, and it develops on acceptance level processing. Once in a while, somebody will say, licorice. What have I expected to do with all this licorice? Or what I expected to do with all this? He's just come into the possession of licorice. And if you were to think about it for a moment, he'd feel kind of pleased. Call it to his attention. You don't have to call it to his attention, though. It just passes away. Now, here's your acceptance level building up. What I'm trying to show you is it's the bottom rung of automaticity. This is automaticity in operation. It's automatic automaticity, if you want to call it that. Well, a process which simply unveils automaticity minute after minute, yard after yard, and so forth, will eventually wind up with less automatic operation of the body and more self-determined pre-clear. That's obvious, isn't it? Well, now let's just take the horns by the bull and stab the pre-clear straight to the heart. What can't he have? He builds up a screen against soda crackers. You throw a soda cracker in front of you, find soda crackers on the emu, pang, charge on soda crackers. All right, you just have him mock up soda crackers, soda crackers, soda crackers, soda crackers. All of a sudden, they seem to be going into some section of blackness. Pong, pong, pong. Next thing you know, an old force screen or something will appear, which was set up there to resist soda crackers. Of course, soda crackers is not something that people just put up force screens to resist usually, but it's much worse that they are resisting. For instance, sex. People are walking around all the time. They wonder why they have a sexual anesthesia. Some of the cases that do have one. You don't get fun out of sex anymore. Well, if you just start having them mock up everything connected with sex in shape and form and size, they'll all of a sudden find these mock-ups. Well, the mock-ups at first won't exist. No existence, no existence, no existence, none, 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 none. You say, well, just keep putting them there, keep putting them there, put some more there, put some more there, more, more. All of a sudden they say, well, now it's getting, it's very funny, it stays there for a moment. Now, if you keep this up in a moment or two, I mean, in a few minutes, you ask them, all right, now what are the mock-ups doing? They say, well, you know, this just seems to be a vacuum cleaner sitting around here someplace. You get that? It sets up a force screen. That which a person resists, he eventually gets a starvation for. This is a starvation screen. You want to know what I mean by hunger? He resists something that makes it scarce. And then he gets hungry for it. This is a heck of a note. This is why electric shock is so effective on insane people. You hit them with a hard shock, you see, and they set up a resistance to being shocked while they're dragged in there, you see, and then the shock hits them, and then they get a hunger for electric shocks, and you know they'll come back for their electric shocks as regular as clockwork. They can let them go any place and say you'll be back Tuesday for your electric shock, and they report right back for their electric shocks. Because the screens that they're setting up every time are so quick, they tell themselves they can't have a shock, and it creates an instantaneous hunger for a shock. You get the force involved with it. The force is so great.
This lecture and demonstration is continued on side two of this cassette.
The worst thing in the world you could do for anybody in that condition is to give him a heavy jolt of mist. Easily the worst thing. You just have to turn every reason that anybody ever thought of inside out to figure out an electric shock. But the patient gets a hunger for electric shock machines. And that's all there are to it. He doesn't want them. The force screen is caved in on him. And the caving is so violent that it creates a vacuum. And the vacuum is created, an electronic vacuum, and this is created by an electric shock. So the only thing that fills the vacuum is electric shock. Now what's that got to do with electronics? Every once in a while you get a preclear who seems to get an absolute thirst for electronics. Every time you turn around, they're in a new electronic. Oh boy, you say, for God's sakes, so on. Well, the way to do it is just have them rig up electronics that same way. Mock up an electronic, mock up an electronic, mock up another electronic facsimile. Now mock up big machines and all this sort of thing, electronics. And you'll see them going into the bank. The next thing you know, there'll be heavy jolts and that sort of thing, and the fellow has fulfilled some of his acceptance level of living. It isn't just his acceptance level. What's his acceptance level? Shocks. Now, this business of having to waste things before you can have them is an assurance that they exist. See, it's an indirect method of observing them. That's all. And it answers up on the subject of waste. Well, there's a lot deeper reason and significance to it than that. The best significance to it is that it works. Now, let's take, then, what this preclear really can't have. He compulsively comes back and grabs bodies. But he can't have one. They don't exist. He has physical anesthesia. He can't have a body. Now, in acceptance level processing, unlike expanded gita is a bit different. You waste things before you can have them. But acceptance level processing is just an effort to determine what grade of the object. When you're hitting at a real object, see, real direct, you vary the grade. That is, you vary the quality of the object until he can accept it, rather than waste it first, you see. You vary the quality of the object. Now, that is the significant difference. It's done in brackets of five, just like everything else is. But what is the quality of the object? Now, if you can find the quality of the object that he will accept, like an egg. A person can't have an egg. You found out that he has an allergy to eggs. All right, you'll find out that he can accept some kind of egg. You know he's going to be able to accept some kind of egg. But you just start downstairs on eggs. Of course, you go immediately into rotten eggs. And maybe he can accept rotten eggs. That's good. And you just let him accept rotten eggs so he can accept good eggs. Simple. But usually, if there's an allergy to it, it's a little worse than that. So it'd be a rotten egg where the chicken was about to be hatched and died and is now lying in there all decayed. And he can't quite accept this, but if you put mold over the outside of the... You see, you're caving in a lot of screens at once. If you put mold over the eggshell, and then if you were to paint it with some unmentionable subject, so forth, he's going to be able to accept some portion of this. Of course, you can be fully prepared after he's all through to get the dead chicken, whatever the unmentionable stuff was the egg was painted with, and the mold, they're all gone, and there sits very purely an eggshell. He can't accept it. Here we go. You can be prepared for that sort of thing to happen. But what the preclear can't have, of course, on an inverted dynamic, if he's in a body, you're just trying to exteriorize him, and when we get this specialized, why, what he can't have, of course, is a body. This is terribly elementary. He's in a body, and you're asking him to get out of a body. And he can't get out of a body because he hasn't got a body. That's what no responsibility is. he is on the basis of, I am not, and I do not have a body, and I am sitting in nothing, but I am alive and going through life. How does he account for this? Well, he goes through and accounts for it on the basis that he is a stimulus response mechanism which is being guided by the social world around him, and he is under the influence and effect of the world around him, and this accounts for every and any impulse of thinkingness or anything else that he has. What is the level of psychology and psychologists on the subject of bodies? Right there. They don't exist, and they can't have one. And there are no communication lines, therefore, from themselves to the body. And the body is thereby and therefore solely monitored on stimulus response mechanisms coming in from the environment. And in addition to that, it's all monitored by some mysterious entity known as God or something who started it all out. And you have adjustment to the environment by psychology. This is about as degraded as you could get. But they managed it. Now, their acceptance level is fantastic. They even can't survive on a body they can't have. They have to go out in psychoanalysis into the second dynamic, which is the future. They not only can't have a body, but the body they can't have can't survive as itself, so they have to concentrate on the second dynamic. But everybody knows the second dynamic is no good because that's all anesthesia too. So we have to go off into cravings which stem from an extended second dynamic which doesn't exist, and of course the cravings are forbidden by the society, so you get a dead end. So that is how they say apathy is produced. This is how far can you get from not having? But that's all you're leaving, is you're leaving from the point of being able to have, and then as the person goes down the line on deterioration, well, you get this sort of thing. They go down the line on the dynamics. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. They can't have a body, but they can have God. Now, that's all the way out the line. But intervening, they can't have themselves. They can't have a communication line in themselves because they don't exist. Now we get to the first dynamic as represented by a body. And we're already inverted, so we can't have a body. And this body we can't have can't survive either. It's very frail and not dangerous to the environment. So we have to go into the second dynamic, and we find out that there is one can't have babies. That's just unthinkable. Have babies, so we barred on can't survive there, as it can't survive on babies. So we have to go into sex itself and account for it as a sensation, and then of course there isn't any sensation in it unless it itself is a bit twisted. But there's no sensation that way because the society bars that out. So we have to look for it in a group. Now we get a basis we can't survive in a group because politics and so forth are all balderdash and we can't get anywhere like that, so we can't survive in a group. So we can't have a group, so we look over here and we find we can't have man. The reason we can't have man is stupid and he's here for a very short time and he can't survive and he is prone to be destroyed in a very short time anyway by atomic warfare, so we can't have man. Now, that's all very interesting, but if see what we can have here. Let's get the level of acceptance. We go out from can't have man, fourth dynamic, to animals. And, of course, it was very cute to have puppies and cats and that sort of thing when one was a very, very little child. But of course, one isn't a child anymore, and they're too much trouble, and one always loses one's pets anyway, so he can't have any pets, so that's a can't survive on the fifth dynamic. Now, the messed universe is all very well, but it's all illusion. One doesn't want an illusion, so he can't have an illusion. And when he was very young, why, Christ was all right. He was very friendly, as a matter of fact, and so on. But that's mostly people, you know, they have to believe in that sort of thing. And they did once, but it requires nothing but faith. And, of course, they can't have any faith anymore. And they did have hopes on that once in a while. But actually, religion doesn't lead anybody any place in the final analysis, because you never get your wish anyway. So, of course, one can't survive on the basis of spirits and religion and so forth. So that leaves just, of course, God. And, of course, God naturally exists because there is all this space around here, and this space is obviously surviving. So, of course, it's obviously surviving. Of course, space itself is liable to collapse, but the prime mover unmoved is not liable to collapse because he created all this, and maybe he can't either, and nobody yet has come up with as flat a can't survive as God will never again be able to create another messed universe. But if we mentioned it, brother, it'd be out in the streets. It is highly unlikely that God, having created this universe, will be able to create another one. After all, look at the lesson he's learned from looking at man. If you were to start beating the pulpit on that, you would really see some apathy.
Because when they go all the way out on the inverted dynamics, they get out to that one, and God, he survives. You go down to the sanitarium, the boys are completely inverted on all eight, so on. They can turn to just one location. You can't even take Christ in a sanitarium. There's nobody going to do anything about Christ, particularly. If you find anybody there, he is Christ. He's already completely inverted on us. Okay. What's this a problem of, then? It's a problem of having this on the inverted dynamics. If you just want to turn all these things around and run acceptance level in brackets on any creeper who simply couldn't get out of his head, you're going to be able to turn all these things around and just wind up back up the track again. Fortunately, the people with whom you have to deal and the techniques with which you're dealing present moment are sufficiently strong so that you can start in full stride. You don't have to go through too much of this. But let me assure you that I have just given you as the reductio ad absurdum of the case. Remember it, because it's the inverted dynamic in brackets on acceptance level processing. Someday, in dumb desperation or other, you may all of a sudden find somebody who doesn't respond any place but the seventh or eighth. So completely that it's only the seventh or eighth in a completely debased form that he can accept. Now remember that. You'll even have to get the seventh and eighth. You're trying to get this fellow to have a body so he can get out of it. The same thing I've been talking to you about for days. It's just another method of attack on the same problem. All right. Acceptance level. PC dropped in, processed some little time ago, the other day. I ran her for about 10, 15 minutes. This auditor had run expanded Gita on her, just ad nauseum. And it had turned on considerable nausea. She was in bad shape. So on the basis of the fact that the hair of the dog that bit him was the best cure, I fed her some more expanded Gita and snapped her out of it. Odd part of it was that her eyes and so forth had hung into the color. She'd stayed stable through this. She was just sick physically. So I hit it right where it was and got her to accept healthy bodies. It's the immediate result. This case exteriorizes, by the way. All right. Healthy body. Get another healthy body. Put it in the chair there. Another healthy body. Another one, another one, another one, another one. This case is getting sick by this time. Another healthy body. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Getting real sick. Getting much sicker. And suddenly the gastric juices were in contest with one another, and she was getting into a rather desperate look on her face as she picked up gaily another healthy body and another healthy body. And she was putting them on, you see, sitting there in the chair, one after the other. And this was getting horrible. She was getting in a terrible condition, you see. So, naturally, I was just trying to build this thing up to jar into her what her goal was. And then I gave her an old, moldy, decayed, dead body that had died of psoriasis. And boy, she put that on, and that was much better. And she put on more and more and more of these, and gradually she was up to a point where she was taking bodies that were merely dead. And then she was merely taking old bodies that were about to die. And all this with great rapidity, you understand. I mean, there was no slowness about this. She was getting communication line picking up. She's feeling better and better and better and better. In other words, by giving her healthy bodies, she was being forced at the wrong level of the scale. And by feeding her a gradient scale of bodies she could accept, she recovered from this illness. That's something for you to remember. To give her something she could accept, it was right on the button, was a certainty. What was it a certainty of? You see why it was the wrong end of the scale? She knew she couldn't accept, but she was being forced to accept a healthy body, so therefore the mock-up, everything else, was insecure, uncertain. But to give her a body that was at her level of acceptance, this was great certainty. And so we merely had her certainly accepting bodies, which was what our goal was. Our goal was not to feed her decayed bodies. Our goal was merely to get her to accept something she could accept and knew she could accept it, and therefore, on a gradient scale of certainty, bring her right back on up to a point where she could accept a healthy body. A little bit of this processing is fantastic. This woman was ill, and she left not ill. On this process, which I tell auditors, don't use this broadly on cases, mainly because it's not necessary to, but mostly because they just don't have the instruction, the indoctrination on the thing. There comes a time, and there are some cases, where you run acceptance-level processing. They're bad enough off on acceptance, where they run acceptance-level processing and expanded giga simultaneously. Now, how do you do this? You find the worst body you can possibly think of, in the worst condition, in the worst location, and they still can't accept it. Well, now you can run all the way on out the dynamics and run it by the dynamics, or you can simply start in and shortcut it by running, wasting the last body you thought of. And if you've exhausted it down that far, they will probably be able to waste, in brackets, that body. Such cases, fortunately, are not particularly numerous. They're kind of rare. But the point is that any time you run acceptance-level processing and you just can't get bad enough on this case to get him to accept some kind of item which he has to be able to accept, the only one you're really interested in is a body right at this stage, is you run it all the way down scale as far as the condition of the item is concerned, and then waste it. And that last one, wasting it in a bracket, and then bringing it back up and accepting it, very, very well may turn the trick. But the quickest shot in is acceptance-level processing. The longer process is expanded giga. You follow this? See, in other words, to do a fast job, we do acceptance-level processing. And we just take a good shot at what this person has, and we guess this will do it, and we give them that. And then we run it down scale a little bit, and generally they can accept it right along. But if they don't accept it with a little feeling of relief, if you don't really get that relief reaction from them as they accept it, you haven't gotten far enough down scale. They're just being obedient. It takes your judgment as an auditor to know whether or not they're accepting this thing with certainty. That's the judgment. What kind of a body will somebody accept who doesn't get out of his body easily? Well, that's for you to find out as an auditor. You run it on acceptance-level processing. All right, let's take a PC that is in pretty good shape rather than someone who's in bad shape. There aren't any here really in bad shape. All right, now let's put on a beautiful girl. Mark a beautiful girl and put it on. Another beautiful girl and put it on. Mm-hmm. Another beautiful girl and put it on.
Mm-hmm. Each different?
I don't care.
Okay.
Oh, each was different.
No, they tend to be the...
Yeah, well, you find it very easy to accept this? Very easy. Good. See? All right, another beautiful girl. Really gorgeous girl now. All fabulous, with lots of training and manners. And old stuff, you know. Now, one with terrific choreography ability. One with a beautiful singing voice. One who is rich. You notice all those talents? Put on this beautiful babe.
Yes.
Is that better? All right, put on this real good-looking babe. Huh?
Yes.
Oh, nice babe now. Very polite girl.
No.
See? I'm just doing that just to razzle-dazzle on the PC. There's an example of what acceptance is. All right. Now get this completely uninhibited, utterly defensible woman.
Mm-hmm.
Now get one who is very beautiful on top of all this.
Mm-hmm.
Now get one who is very vicious.
Mm-hmm.
A very beautiful, vicious woman.
Mm-hmm.
A very beautiful girl who could get exactly what she wants. Well, you hit it.
How do you know we hit it?
All right, let's take this beautiful girl and get exactly what she wants. Again. Mm-hmm. Again. Mm-hmm. Again.
Yes.
Let's mark up a lot of boxes of her. Boxes full of her.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'll keep taking them out of the box and putting them on. What's the matter?
Dozens.
Dozens? Mm. Good. Let's rig in some more boxes. Have a whole bunch of freight trucks pull up outside. Get people carrying those boxes up upstairs. Bring them on with fair rapidity. Let's have a warehouse up and down on the Delaware River. All of them beautifully animate. And get them now that are perfectly controlled by them.
Yeah.
At that? Get them now that can perfectly control others, too. But not you. I like that song.
Tiresome.
Well, now get them that just love to be crushed. Mm-hmm. Are better? Whose emotions and impulses go out of control very easily. Have to be watched very carefully. <Hit it. laughs> Now, let's get those, lots of them. Now, get them with very beautiful eyes. Particularly lovely eyes. All-seeing eyes now that can look straight through people, but very beautiful. Eyes that people are afraid of. Eyes that pull people in. Eyes that are very daring. Just simply beautiful eyes. I get a girl now who has eyes and really can use them. And has no inhibition whatsoever about doing so. What have we hit? Come on. Another beautiful girl. Another one. Another one. Another one. A very relaxed feline girl. Very nice. Beautifully dressed. Daringly dressed. Nakedly dressed. More of them. Lots of them. One that can't be embarrassed. More of them. More of them. Why don't you just cram all these down in the space where you are?
Yeah.
Cram down real good.
Mm-hmm.
Real tight. Okay. Now, get a flock of them for the future. Enormous number of them for the future. Mm. I get babies that will grow into them in the future.
Mm-hmm.
Enormous numbers of these.
Yeah.
Get those all racked up properly so they're available at any moment. They're so terrifically available?
They're beginning to get a little bit that way.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's get
not
about twice as many.
All right.
Let's have them perfectly preserved. Now let's have an entire and a tremendous system of completely reliable preservation for these bodies. So there's just no slightest chance that you would ever miss getting one of them anytime you wanted one. Got it?
Mm-hmm.
Real good system. Now, just hide that whole setup so it's only you know where it is.
Yeah.
All right, now let's mark up a bunch of babies that will grow into such beautiful women in the future.
Mm-hmm.
Got
acres
that?
Of them.
Acres of them.
Mm-hmm.
And now have them have beautiful women, too, so you wouldn't have to even go through the trials of being a baby to become
mm-hmm.
one. Got that? Got that. Well, put some protection around these.
Mm-hmm.
Now, on each one, make sure that you paint the sign, your own sign and insignia, as your property.
No.
Got that?
Yes.
All right, put a big sign over the gate about sole proprietor.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, let's be about 10 feet back of your head. Better ease on it?
I like over better than the back.
All right, be 1,000 feet up then.
Oh, no, don't rush to extremes.
Okay. Be about. Now, exteriorizing a little more easily? Now, what would you lack to exteriorize much better? What do you think you might have?
Perception.
You might have some perception. What kind of perception do you want?
Visual.
Hmm?
Visual is what I
lack.
Visual, huh?
Good. Well, let's take this visual idea now, and let's find out what kind of looking you can have.
Well,
let's take very fuzzy looking.
Mm-hmm.
Fuzzy and blurry.
Yes.
And a limited number of objects.
Yeah.
Fuzzy, blurry. Now, mark that up. Mark up that kind of looking.
Mm-hmm.
And get yourself accepting it.
Yeah.
Let's get accepting some more of it. Let's get it foggy, fuzzy, blurred. Got that?
Yes.
Let's get some more of them.
Yes.
Now let's get a very limited number of objects that you've
been. Yes.
Let's mark up accepting it some more. Let's get lots of it. Okay, let's take a look around now. Is that a little better, a little worse? A little worse?
Better.
A little better?
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's get the kind of looking you would get through cataracts, through eye cataracts. Hmm? You don't like that so much. You could have that. All right, now let's kind of get the kind of looking you get through very thick spectacles. That's too clear. We'll get thick spectacles that have been stained almost black.
No.
Well, how about mud splash them?
No.
No. What kind of looking would you say, Hans?
Just a little vague.
All right, let's get distorted vision lenses in these for the distorted vision. You know, blur the vision.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's accept a lot of those. Easy to do? Let's get other people accepting them, too. Just start throwing those things out into space and find out who they are acceptable to.
A lot of people are very curious.
Oh, is this what's wrong with them?
Yeah. Looking crazy out.
Oh, I see. We'll get gauze to look through.
Gauze?
Mm-hmm. Gauze. Lots more gauze to look through.
No.
You don't like that? What do you like?
Just sort of muddy vision, sort of through rain or a little foggy or
something. Good. Let's get it through a hard rain. Get lots of vision through a hard rain, though.
Mm-hmm.
More vision.
Mm-hmm.
More vision. More vision. Now let the rain let up somewhat.
Yeah.
Now let it let up somewhat again.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now get what would happen to you where you are there if you suddenly did take a look.